You know, people often ask me as I'm traveling around the world coaching and speaking, they say, Scotty, if there was one moment in time that changed your life, if there was one book you read, one seminar you went to, one person you met, one fortune cookie you opened that changed your life more than anything else, you know, when was that? When was that day? When was the day when your life started to turn around? When did you start to go from not being that kid anymore who was so bad at high school, I literally was asked to leave. They unenrolled me. You know, when did you stop being that kid in school that failed three different universities in three different states over a 20-year period? You know, when did you stop being that person who was drinking 6 and 7 days a week and doing a whole lot of other stuff that you should not be doing with your life? And I got to tell you, there is a day. And it's the day when I looked at all the areas of my life. And when I say areas of my life, I mean the categories, the departments, the scoreboards of my life. If you're watching this video, you've probably got very similar scoreboards to me. You want to have great health and great flexibility and strength and mobility so you can run and jump and dance and sing and make love and play with your kids. You probably want to have great relationships with your spouse or your soon-to-be spouse, as well as your children and your parents and your siblings and your friends and your peers. And you probably want to have great financial security and choices. You want to have both of those, security first, choices and freedom second. And so I looked at all of those areas of my life and I realized, you know what? None of them were where I wanted them to be. And I had to start doing something I hadn't done before. And this may not be appropriate for you. So if it's not, I'm totally cool with that. I'm not giving you any coaching at all. I'm answering a question that I get asked a lot. And that is, I had to start to take responsibility for my life. I had to take responsibility for all the things that I wasn't doing or that I could have been doing or I should have been doing and some things that I was doing that I shouldn't have been doing. And I had to take responsibility for the results that I was creating in my life. And I could tell you, I had a strong aversion to that. I had a strong aversion to taking responsibility. As a kid growing up, I was one of 5 children from 3 different dads. And we had an interesting upbringing, went to many schools and lived in many homes. And I could remember that my experience of taking responsibility usually meant somebody was to blame. It usually meant it was somebody's fault. It usually meant somebody was wrong or something was broken and someone was getting in trouble. And you may have grown up in a house like that where, you know, to be right was good and to be wrong was bad. And to be wrong meant you took blame and you took responsibility, and it means that you had somehow been less than and you were somehow not as good as you should have been. And so from a very early age, I strived to be right and strived to be good and strived to be appropriate and would hide my mistakes and would hide my errors and learnt to lie and learnt to, you know, tell the truth that was appropriate and worked. And one day I realized, you know what, that's not what the word taking responsibility means. That phrase responsibility, for me, when I looked at the etymology of that word, the history of that word, the roots of that word, what I discovered was it means that when something is presented to me, a challenge, an obstacle, an opportunity, a circumstance, in any of the areas of my life, in my health, in my relationships, in my finances, what I need to do is respond, reply, show up, step up, swing the bat, do whatever needs to be done, respond with all of my ability. All of my ability. That means my tenaciousness, my intelligence, my sense of humor, my playfulness, my creativity, my determination, my courage, my boldness, a sense of curiosity, that sense of, you know, gosh, how else could this be or what could be awesome about this now, but all of my ability. And I really made a decision to say, Scott, you need to respond with all of your ability to all your challenges, particularly the ones you don't like, particularly the ones that are not fair or unjust or wrong. And it was remarkable how much that impacted my results. It's remarkable how when I stopped looking at external things for being the reason that I didn't have the money I have or the relationships that I wanted because she was this or she was that, and when I stopped looking at how come my body was doing this or wasn't doing that, you know, my knee was this or my back was that or my weight was this, when I started to say, you know what, I'm responsible for that. I'm responsible for my choices. I'm responsible for my actions. I'm responsible for my showing upness, if that's a word. And I'm responsible for responding to every challenge that the universe provides me every day. Lord knows the universe wants to provide us with opportunities to be challenged and stretched every day. From as simple things as making a meal to getting all 4 kids in the car to dealing with clients or speaking on stage or dealing with, you know, some very challenging situations. When I'm challenged, I know that my job is to respond with all of my ability. Even the abilities I don't usually tap into, even the abilities that currently I don't think I have. My job is to continually expand and step into my resourcefulness. So if I was to tell you when was the day that my life began to change and when did it turn around from being not awesome to kind of cool, It was when I started to take responsibility for my life. Responsibility for everything that was going on, which doesn't mean I was to blame. It doesn't mean things were my fault. It certainly didn't mean I was wrong, although I absolutely make mistakes very often. And I'm cool with that. But it meant that I'm going to take responsibility to say, you know what, I own the outcome of this. I own the result of this. I own how this is going to look and feel in the finished product. That means my body in its 40s. That means my property portfolio. That means my stock and share portfolio. That means my personal wealth. That means our contribution. That means absolutely the quality of my relationship, both in my intimate relationship as well as my extended personal relationships. I own that. And when it's not working, it's not because the customers aren't doing it, or the clients aren't doing it, or the spouse isn't doing it, or the children isn't doing it, or the economy's not doing it, or Joe Hockey and his gang in Parliament House aren't doing it. It's because something I'm not doing or I'm not bringing. Now, to be clear, I cannot control everything. I can control very few things at all. So I certainly can't influence, I certainly can't shift significantly some external factors. So some stuff's going to happen. Some stuff's going to happen in your life. It's going to happen in my life that I don't quite understand, I don't quite enjoy, and sometimes I still feel like isn't fair, but I know they're all just challenges and gifts. My job every day is to take responsibility, to respond with everything I've been given, to respond with everything I've been blessed with, to respond and to reply with everything that's already inside of me, even the bits I haven't yet found. So if that's useful to you, fantastic. If it's not, awesome, totally cool with that. If you like what I've just shared with you, I'd ask you one thing in return. Please share this. Share this link or this clip or this, whatever it is you have to go do. I'm sure there's some buttons to push in some way, shape, or form. I'd love to reach as many people as we can to help them begin to take responsibility. And two things will happen. Number one, I guarantee you'll get better results. I guarantee cool stuff will turn up. I guarantee things will start to shift. I guarantee it. But more importantly, there's a sense of peace, there's a sense of wisdom, there's a sense of freedom, there's a sense of absolute unadulterated joy that comes from saying, you know what, game on, bring it. And I'm taking responsibility every day. I am gonna respond and reply with all I've got. And when there's a release then from the outcome, there's an unattachment, if you will, like Teflon, like the Velcro pulling apart to say, I'm not attached to how it's gonna be, I'm committed to how I'm going to show up. If you like taking responsibility, ask me any questions you want, chat away, talk, tweet, all that kind of cool stuff. I look forward to seeing you again. Till then, live deliberately. Bye for now.